Focus on Your Future, Not Your Past, audiobook. Written by Kelvin W. Nathan. Published by Books on Audio. Introduction. The past can teach us valuable lessons, but it's not meant to hold us back. In this audiobook, you'll discover how to let go of the burdens of your past and embrace a powerful, future-focused mindset. Learn how to turn setbacks into stepping stones, free yourself from limiting beliefs, and start building the life you truly desire. As the saying goes, the past is a place of learning, not a place of living. Focus on where you're going, not where you've been. This audiobook will guide you through practical steps to release old habits, overcome emotional weight, and move forward with confidence. It's time to stop looking back and start moving forward. Your future is waiting. Chapter 1. Letting go of the past. Why it's essential. The past can feel like a heavy weight we carry with us, filled with memories, regrets, and experiences that shape who we are. While it's natural to hold on to these memories, clinging too tightly to the past can hold us back. Imagine trying to run forward while constantly looking over your shoulder. It slows you down and keeps you from fully moving ahead. Letting go of the past isn't about forgetting what happened. It's about freeing yourself from the emotional weight of things you can't change. When we focus too much on past mistakes or missed chances, it's easy to feel stuck. We might think, "What if I had done things differently?" Or, "I wish I could go back and change that." But dwelling on these thoughts stops us from seeing the possibilities in the present and future. By letting go, we allow ourselves to see new paths, set fresh goals, and embrace new opportunities. Letting go doesn't mean ignoring important lessons. Instead, it's about using those lessons to make better choices moving forward without letting regret or fear hold us back. Moving forward becomes easier when we stop dragging past burdens along with us. This chapter will guide you through practical steps to let go of what no longer serves you, freeing your mind and heart to focus on the positive possibilities that lie ahead. Chapter 2. Mindset Shift. Embracing a Forward Focus. Our mindset has a powerful effect on how we see our lives and the choices we make. Shifting our mindset toward a forward focus means letting go of thoughts tied to the past and focusing on what lies ahead. This shift doesn't happen overnight, but with practice, it can become second nature. When we embrace a forward-focused mindset, we're better able to plan, set goals, and take steps that align with the future we desire. By learning to focus on where we're going rather than where we've been, we empower ourselves to make choices that support growth and progress. One of the first steps in this mindset shift is to recognize the stories we tell ourselves about the past. These stories can influence how we feel about our abilities and what we think we can accomplish. If we're constantly replaying negative events or past failures in our minds, we may begin to believe that we're limited by those experiences. Embracing a forward-focused mindset involves rewriting these stories. Instead of seeing setbacks as proof of failure, we can view them as stepping stones that helped us grow. By shifting our perspective in this way, we make room for positive thoughts about our future. A forward-focused mindset also helps us embrace change. Life is constantly moving, and sometimes the unknown can feel intimidating. However, when we're focused on the future, we start to see change as an opportunity rather than a threat. This mindset helps us adapt to new situations and welcome the unexpected with curiosity rather than fear. Embracing change becomes easier when we remember that every new experience has something to teach us and can bring us closer to our goals. With a forward-focused approach, change becomes a part of the journey rather than an obstacle. Lastly, focusing on the future helps us live with purpose and direction. When we're clear about our goals, we're more motivated to take actions that lead us toward them. Setting intentions and working toward them keeps us grounded in what matters most and helps us stay resilient when challenges arise. This chapter will guide you through techniques to strengthen your forward focus and keep your mind centered on creating a meaningful future. Embracing a forward-focused mindset isn't about ignoring the past. It's about choosing to use each day as a new opportunity to build the life you want. Chapter 3. Identifying limiting beliefs from the past. We all carry beliefs shaped by our past experiences, but not all of these beliefs serve us. Some of them, known as limiting beliefs, can hold us back from reaching our full potential. Limiting beliefs are those negative thoughts or assumptions we've picked up along the way, often without realizing it. These beliefs might come from things people have said, experiences we've had, or mistakes we've made. They're like invisible barriers that prevent us from moving forward, convincing us that we can't do something or that we're not good enough. One common source of limiting beliefs is past failures or mistakes. When something goes wrong, it's natural to feel disappointed or discouraged. But if we dwell on these experiences, they can start to shape how we see ourselves. For example, a single failure might lead us to believe, "I'll never succeed at this," or "I'm not good at this." These beliefs are powerful because they can become part of our identity, stopping us from even trying new things. Recognizing these limiting beliefs is the first step toward breaking free from them. Our limiting beliefs can also be influenced by what others have told us. Sometimes, well-meaning people, family members, friends, or teachers, say things that leave a lasting impact. They might comment on our abilities or suggest what they think we're capable of. If these comments are negative or dismissive, we may internalize them as truths. For example, if someone repeatedly says, "You're not cut out for this," we may start to believe it, even if it isn't true. It's essential to recognize that these beliefs often come from other people's opinions and aren't necessarily a reflection of our true potential. Identifying limiting beliefs requires self-awareness and honesty. A good way to start is by examining our thoughts and noticing any patterns of self-doubt or negative thinking. Ask yourself questions like, "What beliefs do I have about my abilities?" Or, "Are there things I believe I can't do?" Writing down these beliefs can help make them visible so they're easier to address. When we bring these hidden thoughts to the surface, we can start questioning them and separating fact from feeling. Once we identify a limiting belief, it's time to challenge it. For instance, if you have the belief, "I'm not smart enough to achieve this goal," ask yourself if this belief is truly accurate. Look for evidence in your life that proves this belief wrong, such as times when you've succeeded or learned something new. Reframing these beliefs can be transformative. Instead of seeing them as truths, we can see them as outdated thoughts that no longer serve us. By questioning and reframing them, we create space for more empowering beliefs to take root. Finally, letting go of limiting beliefs opens up new possibilities. When we replace them with positive beliefs about ourselves, we're more likely to take risks, try new things, and reach for our dreams. Overcoming limiting beliefs isn't always easy, but it's a process worth committing to. As we let go of the past, we make room for a future filled with potential and growth. This chapter will guide you through identifying, challenging, and replacing your limiting beliefs so you can move forward with confidence and a fresh perspective on what's possible. Chapter 4. Building resilience for the road ahead. Resilience is the inner strength that keeps us moving forward, even when we face setbacks or challenges. It's not something we're born with. Rather, it's a skill we can build and strengthen over time. Building resilience is essential for anyone who wants to create a future focused on growth and fulfillment, as life is rarely a smooth, predictable path. Resilience doesn't mean avoiding hardship. It means learning to adapt, recover, and grow stronger through every experience. When we cultivate resilience, we gain the ability to face difficult situations with courage and stay focused on our goals, no matter the obstacles. The first step to building resilience is to develop a mindset that embraces challenges rather than fearing them. Challenges, setbacks, and failures are a part of everyone's journey. By accepting that obstacles are natural and even necessary for growth, we start to view these moments differently. Instead of seeing setbacks as signs of defeat, we can see them as valuable learning experiences. Each challenge teaches us something new about ourselves, our strengths, our limits, and our areas for growth. A resilient mindset looks at every challenge as an opportunity for self-improvement, bringing us closer to our goals. Resilience also involves cultivating self-compassion, especially during tough times. Often, when we face setbacks, we're quick to criticize ourselves, thinking we should have done better or handled things differently. But self-compassion is a powerful tool that allows us to be gentle with ourselves, to forgive our mistakes, and to keep moving forward. When we treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, we're better equipped to bounce back from challenges. Self-compassion reminds us that no one is perfect and that mistakes are a natural part of the learning process. Another essential element of resilience is flexibility. Life rarely goes exactly as planned, and adaptability is key to navigating changes smoothly. Being flexible means adjusting our plans when necessary and finding new ways to approach our goals when the old ways aren't working. Flexibility doesn't mean giving up on our goals. It means being open to change and willing to explore different paths to achieve them. A resilient person is willing to rethink their approach, make adjustments, and keep going. This adaptability makes us stronger and more prepared for the unexpected twists and turns life often brings. Building resilience also requires a strong sense of purpose. Having a clear vision for the future gives us a reason to keep going, even when things get difficult. When we know what we're working toward and why it matters to us, we're more likely to stay motivated and push through tough times. Our sense of purpose acts as an anchor, keeping us grounded and focused during storms. It gives us a sense of direction, helping us remember that every challenge we overcome brings us one step closer to our goals. Purpose fuels resilience, giving us the strength to persevere and keep our eyes on the bigger picture. A strong support system is another important aspect of resilience. While resilience is often thought of as a personal quality, it's also something we can build with the help of others. Friends, family, mentors, and colleagues can offer encouragement, perspective, and practical support when we need it most. Reaching out for support doesn't make us weak. It shows strength and self-awareness. Talking to others about our challenges and listening to their experiences can provide us with fresh insights, motivation, and emotional relief. A resilient person knows that they don't have to face life's challenges alone. Practicing gratitude can also enhance our resilience. When we focus on the positive aspects of our lives, we're better able to handle difficulties. Gratitude helps us see the good, even when things are tough, by reminding us of the things we're thankful for. It shifts our focus from what's going wrong to what's going right, providing us with a balanced perspective. By regularly reflecting on what we're grateful for, we build a mindset that's better equipped to handle challenges and setbacks. Gratitude reminds us of the strength we have within us and the support we have around us, fueling our resilience. Lastly, resilience grows through continuous self-care. Taking care of our mental, physical, and emotional well-being prepares us to face life's challenges with a clear mind and a strong body. When we prioritize sleep, nutrition, exercise, and relaxation, we're building a foundation for resilience. Self-care isn't just about pampering ourselves. It's about creating a state of well-being that makes us capable of handling stress and bouncing back from adversity. Resilience is as much about maintaining our health as it is about having a strong mindset. When we're well-rested, energized, and calm, we're better able to face challenges and keep moving forward. In this chapter, you'll explore practical strategies for building resilience in your own life. Whether you're facing a personal challenge or working toward a long-term goal, resilience will be your greatest ally. By embracing challenges, practicing self-compassion, staying flexible, holding on to purpose, leaning on support, fostering gratitude, and maintaining self-care, you'll develop a resilient mindset that can handle whatever comes your way. Resilience isn't about avoiding difficulties. It's about meeting them with strength, learning from them, and using each experience to grow stronger. Chapter 5. Setting goals for the future you desire. Setting goals is one of the most powerful ways to create the future you envision. Goals provide us with direction, helping us move with purpose rather than drifting without a clear path. When we set goals, we define what we want to achieve, making it easier to map out the steps we need to take. Goals give structure to our dreams and help transform vague desires into actionable plans. Without them, it's easy to feel lost. But with clear goals, we gain focus, motivation, and a sense of purpose in every step we take. The first step in setting effective goals is understanding what you truly want for your future. This requires honest reflection and self-awareness, as well as a willingness to look beyond what others expect of you. Sometimes we set goals based on external pressures or societal expectations rather than our genuine desires. To avoid this, take time to ask yourself what really matters to you. What kind of life do you want to lead? What values do you want to embody? Your answers to these questions will help you set goals that align with your authentic self. Once you have a clear sense of what you want, it's time to break down these larger goals into smaller, manageable steps. Big goals can feel intimidating and overwhelming if we don't know where to start. By dividing them into smaller milestones, we make the path forward more approachable and achievable. For example, if your goal is to improve your health, break it down into smaller steps, like starting with a daily walk, drinking more water, and gradually adding healthier foods to your diet. These smaller actions build momentum and help you stay committed. Setting specific and measurable goals is also crucial for success. Vague goals, such as become healthier or improve my finances, are hard to track and can lead to frustration. Instead, make your goals clear and measurable, like lose 10 pounds in 3 months or save $1,000 by the end of the year. Specific goals give you something concrete to work toward and allow you to measure your progress. When we know exactly what we're aiming for, it's easier to stay focused and motivated. Another essential part of goal setting is creating a timeline. Without deadlines, goals can easily be postponed or overlooked. A timeline helps you stay accountable and gives you a sense of urgency. However, it's also important to be realistic when setting deadlines. If you set timelines that are too tight, you may feel discouraged if you don't achieve them. On the other hand, timelines that are too relaxed can lead to procrastination. Finding a balance between ambition and realism is key to maintaining steady progress. Along with setting timelines, it's helpful to anticipate potential obstacles. Every goal will come with its own challenges, and being prepared can help you overcome them. Think about what might get in your way, such as a busy schedule, lack of motivation, or unforeseen circumstances. Once you identify potential challenges, come up with strategies to address them. For instance, if you know that a busy schedule might interfere with your fitness goals, plan workouts early in the morning or find short routines you can do at home. Preparing for obstacles reduces the risk of setbacks and keeps you on track. Visualization is a powerful technique that can enhance your commitment to your goals. When you visualize your desired future, you create a mental image of what success looks like. This can make your goals feel more real and attainable. Take a few minutes each day to picture yourself achieving your goals and experiencing the benefits. Visualization helps reinforce your determination and strengthens your belief in your ability to succeed. When you see yourself succeeding, you're more likely to take the actions needed to make it a reality. Accountability is another valuable tool in goal setting. Sharing your goals with someone you trust can provide extra motivation to stay on track. When someone else knows about your goals, you may feel more committed to following through. You can also seek out an accountability partner who has similar goals, and you can support each other through challenges. Whether it's a friend, family member, or mentor, having someone to check in with can help you stay motivated and celebrate your progress along the way. Celebrating small wins is an often overlooked but essential part of the journey. As you work toward your larger goals, take time to recognize and appreciate each milestone you reach. These small victories build confidence and remind you of how far you've come. Acknowledging your progress keeps your spirits high and reinforces your commitment to your goal. It's easy to get caught up in the end result, but the journey itself is full of valuable moments worth celebrating. Finally, remember that flexibility is key in goal setting. Life is unpredictable, and circumstances may change along the way. Being open to adjusting your goals or timelines doesn't mean you're giving up. It means you're adapting to new realities. If you find that a particular goal no longer aligns with your values or isn't bringing you fulfillment, it's okay to reassess and pivot. Flexibility allows you to stay focused on your long-term vision while adapting to the ebb and flow of life. By embracing a flexible approach, you're able to stay resilient and committed to creating the future you desire. Chapter 6: Creating Positive Habits for Future Success. Positive habits are the building blocks of a successful future. Unlike one-time efforts or occasional changes, habits are actions we repeat consistently over time. They shape our lives in profound ways, influencing everything from our productivity and health to our mindset and resilience. When we develop positive habits that align with our goals, we create a foundation for long-term success. Habits make success easier because they allow us to work toward our dreams automatically, without relying on constant motivation or willpower. The process of creating positive habits starts with identifying the habits that will benefit you most. Not all habits are created equal, so it's important to focus on ones that truly support your goals and values. Think about what you want to achieve and what daily actions will help you get there. For instance, if your goal is to improve your physical health, habits like regular exercise, eating balanced meals, and staying hydrated will be crucial. If your goal is to grow professionally, habits like reading, networking, and setting daily work priorities can make a big difference. One of the most effective ways to build a new habit is to start small. Often, we get excited about a new goal and try to change too much at once, only to lose motivation a few weeks later. By starting with small, manageable actions, you make it easier to stay consistent. For example, if you want to develop a habit of reading every day, start by reading for just 5 minutes each morning. As you get comfortable with this small step, you can gradually increase the time. Small actions may seem insignificant, but they build momentum and make the habit feel natural. Consistency is key to turning actions into lasting habits. It's not enough to do something once or twice and hope it sticks. Habits form through repetition. Try to do your new habit at the same time each day, so it becomes part of your routine. Consistency helps your brain recognize this new action as a habit, making it easier to stick with over time. Whether it's exercising every morning or meditating before bed, find a rhythm that works for you and make it a regular part of your day. Another powerful habit-building technique is to pair a new habit with an existing one. Known as habit stacking, this method involves linking your new habit to something you already do regularly. For example, if you want to start practicing gratitude, try doing it right after brushing your teeth each morning. By pairing the new habit with an established one, you're more likely to remember to do it, and over time, it will feel like a natural part of your routine. Habit stacking makes it easier to integrate positive habits into your daily life. Setting up reminders and cues can also help reinforce new habits. Visual cues, such as a sticky note on your mirror or a calendar reminder on your phone, can prompt you to take action. Cues act as triggers that remind you to practice your habit, even when you're busy or distracted. Over time, these reminders won't be necessary, as the habit will become automatic. In the early stages, though, cues and reminders play an important role in keeping you on track and strengthening your commitment. Building positive habits often involves breaking old, unhelpful ones. Many of us have habits that work against our goals, like procrastination, overeating, or spending too much time on social media. Replacing these habits with positive ones is a gradual process that requires patience and persistence. Start by identifying the habits that hold you back and look for ways to replace them with healthier alternatives. For example, if you tend to procrastinate, try setting a habit of tackling the most challenging tasks first thing in the morning. Tracking your progress can boost your motivation and help you stay committed to new habits. Keeping a journal, using an app, or marking a calendar can help you see your consistency and celebrate your progress. Progress tracking provides a visual reminder of your efforts and makes it easy to see how far you've come. This reinforcement is especially helpful in the early stages when you might feel tempted to give up. Every time you see your progress, you reinforce your commitment to the habit, making it easier to stay on course. It's also important to reward yourself as you build positive habits. Rewards don't have to be extravagant, they just need to give you something to look forward to. Each time you complete a habit, give yourself a small reward, like a few minutes of relaxation, a favorite snack, or a short break. Rewards create a positive association with the habit, making you more likely to repeat it. Over time, the satisfaction of the habit itself will become its own reward. But in the beginning, rewards can be powerful motivators. Lastly, remember that building positive habits takes time and patience. It's easy to feel discouraged if you miss a day or struggle to stay consistent, but setbacks are a normal part of the process. Rather than getting discouraged, remind yourself why this habit matters to you and focus on getting back on track. Perfection isn't the goal, persistence is. Every day you practice your habit, you're taking one step closer to making it a lasting part of your life. Embrace the journey, stay patient, and trust that every small effort will pay off in the future. Chapter 7. Finding motivation in your vision, not your past. Motivation is a powerful force that drives us to pursue our dreams and ambitions, but where we source our motivation matters. Instead of looking back at past mistakes or regrets, finding motivation in your vision for the future can propel you forward with greater strength and purpose. When you're focused on where you're headed rather than what's behind, you unlock a positive energy that fuels your efforts in the right direction. Your vision becomes a beacon, guiding and inspiring you, even when the journey gets tough. Starting with a clear vision of your desired future is essential. This vision doesn't have to be detailed at first, but it should capture the essence of what you want to achieve. Ask yourself, what kind of life do you want to create? How do you envision your health, relationships, career, or personal growth in the years to come? By painting a mental picture of your ideal future, you establish a compelling reason to work toward it. This vision then becomes a source of inspiration that helps you stay committed, no matter the challenges. One of the benefits of focusing on a future vision is that it brings a sense of purpose to your daily actions. When your goals are rooted in a desire for a better future, you'll find it easier to make choices that align with that vision. The motivation to act comes naturally because you're moving towards something meaningful. This perspective also helps you see each small action as a step closer to your dreams, making it easier to stay motivated and consistent over time. While past experiences may hold valuable lessons, dwelling on them can often hinder progress. Dwelling on past failures or disappointments can create self-doubt and fear of repeating mistakes. However, when your focus is on the future, you become more resilient in facing setbacks. A future-focused mindset encourages you to view challenges as temporary and motivates you to keep going. You're no longer held back by the limitations of the past, allowing you to step confidently into the possibilities that lie ahead. To stay motivated by your vision, it's important to keep that vision fresh and vivid in your mind. Visualization can be a powerful tool in this process. Spend a few minutes each day picturing yourself living the life you desire. Imagine the emotions, the sense of accomplishment, and the joy that come with achieving your goals. This mental exercise reinforces your commitment and creates a strong emotional connection to your vision, making it easier to stay motivated even when progress feels slow. Setting milestones along the way can also enhance your motivation. Milestones break down your larger vision into achievable steps, giving you a sense of progress as you move forward. Each time you reach a milestone, you build confidence in your ability to achieve your ultimate goal. Celebrating these small victories can renew your motivation and remind you that you're on the right path. By focusing on the next milestone instead of the entire journey, you make your vision feel more attainable and keep your motivation high. An essential aspect of finding motivation in your vision is surrounding yourself with positive influences. Seek out people, environments, and resources that reinforce your future-focused mindset. This might include mentors, supportive friends, or books and podcasts that inspire growth. When you're surrounded by positivity, it's easier to stay aligned with your vision and remain motivated. Conversely, distancing yourself from negativity and discouragement can prevent you from being pulled back into a past-oriented mindset. Keeping a journal can be helpful for tracking your journey and reflecting on your vision. Regularly writing down your thoughts, experiences, and progress allows you to stay connected to your goals. Journaling can also help you recognize patterns in your behavior, identify areas for improvement, and celebrate small wins. Looking back at past entries can remind you of the progress you've made, reinforcing your motivation and showing you how far you've come. When you feel your motivation wavering, remember why your vision matters to you. Reflect on the core reasons behind your goals and how achieving them will positively impact your life. Motivation may ebb and flow, but when you're connected to your purpose, you'll find renewed energy to keep going. Let your why serve as a constant reminder of the future you're working toward, and use it as a tool to rekindle your passion when challenges arise. Finally, be patient with yourself. Building a future based on a vision is a long journey, and there will be moments of doubt or difficulty. Motivation is not about feeling inspired all the time. It's about consistently returning to your vision and reminding yourself of its importance. Trust that every step, no matter how small, brings you closer to the life you envision. By focusing on your future rather than your past, you open the door to growth, transformation, and a life of purpose that truly aligns with your dreams. Chapter 8. Releasing emotional baggage. Releasing emotional baggage is essential to creating space for a brighter future. Often we carry unresolved emotions from past experiences, such as guilt, anger, resentment, or sadness, that weigh us down and hinder our growth. These emotions, while natural, can accumulate over time and shape our outlook on life. To move forward, it's important to acknowledge and work through this emotional baggage, freeing ourselves from its impact on our present and future. The first step in releasing emotional baggage is recognizing it. Many of us are so accustomed to our emotional patterns that we may not realize we're carrying unresolved feelings. Take a moment to reflect on any recurring emotions or reactions you experience. Are there specific triggers or situations that consistently bring up anger, sadness, or frustration? These patterns are clues pointing to deeper unresolved emotions, and awareness is the first step toward letting them go. Once you recognize your emotional baggage, allow yourself to feel those emotions fully. It can be tempting to suppress difficult feelings, but avoiding them only prolongs their hold over you. Sit with your emotions without judgment, and let yourself feel the pain, anger, or sadness. This process may be uncomfortable, but it's a necessary step in releasing emotional baggage. By fully experiencing these emotions, you begin to free yourself from their lingering effects. Another powerful tool in letting go is practicing forgiveness, both of yourself and others. Holding on to resentment or regret keeps us tethered to the past, preventing us from fully embracing the present. Forgiving doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions. Rather, it's a way of releasing their control over you. By forgiving others and yourself, you allow healing to take place, making room for new experiences and emotions to fill the space that old resentments once occupied. Journaling can be an effective way to process and release emotional baggage. Writing down your thoughts, experiences, and feelings creates a safe space for self-reflection. Pouring your emotions onto paper allows you to externalize them, reducing their intensity. By putting words to your feelings, you gain perspective and distance from them, which helps you let go. Over time, journaling can become a therapeutic practice, providing a consistent outlet for emotional release. Mindfulness is another valuable practice for releasing emotional baggage. When we live in the present moment, we're less likely to dwell on past pain or worry about the future. Mindfulness helps you observe your thoughts and emotions without attachment, allowing you to recognize when old feelings arise. Instead of getting lost in these emotions, you can observe them from a distance, reducing their power over you. Over time, mindfulness strengthens your ability to let go of past emotions. Seeking support from others can also be instrumental in the healing process. Whether it's a trusted friend, family member, or therapist, sharing your feelings with someone can provide relief and perspective. Sometimes, simply talking about your emotional baggage out loud can lighten its weight. Support from others reminds you that you're not alone in your journey and can offer guidance or insights that help you process difficult emotions. Breathwork and meditation are effective practices for releasing emotional tension stored in the body. Emotions are not just mental experiences, they also manifest physically, creating tension, discomfort, or pain. Deep breathing exercises and meditation help release this physical tension, promoting relaxation and emotional balance. Through consistent practice, breathwork can assist in letting go of stored emotions, creating a sense of peace and freedom in both body and mind. Setting boundaries is another key to releasing emotional baggage. Sometimes our lingering emotions are linked to ongoing toxic relationships or situations. By setting healthy boundaries, you protect yourself from further emotional harm and create a safe space for healing. Boundaries can involve limiting contact with certain individuals or saying no to situations that trigger past pain. Establishing boundaries is an act of self-respect that fosters emotional well-being. Self-compassion plays a crucial role in the process of letting go. Releasing emotional baggage is often challenging, and setbacks are normal. Practicing self-compassion means treating yourself with kindness and patience during this journey. Recognize that healing takes time and that it's okay to move at your own pace. When you approach yourself with compassion, you create an environment in which letting go becomes a gentle and nurturing process rather than a forced one. Focusing on the present can also help ease the process of letting go. Emotional baggage often stems from ruminating on past events, but when we direct our attention to the present moment, we weaken the past's grip on us. Engage in activities that ground you in the present, such as exercise, spending time in nature, or engaging in a creative hobby. By cultivating presence, you make it easier to let go of what no longer serves you. Visualizing your ideal self, free from emotional burdens, can provide a powerful motivation to let go. Take a few moments to imagine the person you want to become, someone who isn't weighed down by past hurts or regrets. Picture yourself feeling light, confident, and unburdened. This visualization can serve as a reminder of the freedom and happiness that awaits you as you release old emotions, motivating you to keep moving forward. Finally, celebrate your progress, no matter how small it may seem. Letting go of emotional baggage is a courageous journey, and every step forward is an accomplishment. Recognize the moments when you react differently, feel lighter, or experience peace where there was once pain. Celebrate these shifts as signs of growth and healing. Each moment of progress reinforces your ability to let go and embrace a life free from the weight of the past. Chapter 9. The importance of self-compassion on your journey. Self-compassion is a powerful yet often overlooked quality that can transform your journey toward personal growth and fulfillment. It's easy to be hard on ourselves, especially when we make mistakes or fall short of our goals. However, practicing self-compassion allows us to approach our struggles and setbacks with kindness, patience, and understanding, making the path forward far less daunting. Embracing self-compassion doesn't mean letting yourself off the hook. It means giving yourself the same grace and support that you would offer a friend. At the heart of self-compassion is the recognition that everyone experiences difficulties. Struggles and setbacks are part of the human experience, and by acknowledging this, we can feel less isolated in our own challenges. When you remind yourself that everyone has moments of doubt, fear, or frustration, it becomes easier to approach yourself with patience and understanding. Self-compassion connects you to the broader human experience, allowing you to view your journey with a sense of perspective and shared humanity. Being kind to yourself also involves letting go of harsh self-criticism. Many of us have an inner critic that is quick to point out our flaws or mistakes, creating unnecessary guilt or shame. This inner critic often stems from societal pressures or past experiences, and while it may feel like a way to stay motivated, it usually does more harm than good. Replacing self-criticism with self-compassion helps shift your focus from your perceived failures to your potential for growth and improvement. Self-compassion doesn't mean ignoring areas where you want to improve. Rather, it encourages you to approach growth with a gentle attitude. When you're kind to yourself, you're more likely to learn from your mistakes without getting bogged down by them. This positive mindset promotes resilience, as you're able to reflect on setbacks constructively rather than getting stuck in a cycle of negativity. With self-compassion, each mistake becomes an opportunity to learn and grow rather than a reflection of your worth. Another vital component of self-compassion is self-acceptance. Self-compassion invites you to accept yourself as you are in the present moment, even if there are areas you wish to change. This doesn't mean you can't work toward improvement, but it encourages you to do so from a place of self-acceptance rather than self-judgment. By accepting yourself, you create a solid foundation of confidence and self-worth that makes it easier to pursue your goals without fear of failure or rejection. In moments of stress or anxiety, self-compassion can serve as a powerful grounding tool. When you're facing a difficult situation, take a moment to pause, breathe, and remind yourself that it's okay to feel challenged. Self-compassionate practices, such as deep breathing or repeating a comforting affirmation, can help calm your mind and provide the clarity you need to navigate challenges. This approach allows you to face difficulties with a clear head and a calm heart. Practicing self-compassion also means setting realistic expectations for yourself. It's easy to become overwhelmed by the pressure to constantly achieve or be perfect, but these unrealistic expectations can lead to burnout and disappointment. Instead, be kind to yourself by setting attainable goals and celebrating small victories along the way. Self-compassion encourages you to honor your progress, however small, and reminds you that growth is a journey, not a race. Self-compassion encourages you to nurture a supportive inner voice. This voice provides encouragement and reassurance, reminding you that you're capable of overcoming challenges. Developing a supportive inner dialogue takes practice, especially if you're used to being self-critical, but over time, this compassionate voice can become a powerful ally. When you face setbacks, this inner voice can remind you of your strengths, lifting you up rather than dragging you down. When you practice self-compassion, you're more likely to take care of your physical and mental well-being. Self-compassionate individuals recognize the importance of rest, relaxation, and self-care as essential parts of their journey. By prioritizing your well-being, you create a balanced foundation that supports your goals and ambitions. Self-care becomes a way to recharge and renew your energy, rather than an indulgence or distraction from productivity. Self-compassion also allows you to embrace vulnerability. Growth requires stepping out of your comfort zone, and this often involves taking risks and making mistakes. When you're compassionate with yourself, you're more willing to embrace vulnerability because you know that even if things don't go as planned, you'll respond with kindness rather than harshness. This freedom to take risks without fear of self-criticism fosters creativity, resilience, and a willingness to try again. In the face of criticism from others, self-compassion acts as a protective shield. Constructive feedback can be helpful, but external criticism can sometimes trigger self-doubt or insecurity. By practicing self-compassion, you strengthen your internal support system, which helps you evaluate external feedback objectively without letting it damage your self-worth. With self-compassion, you can remain confident in your journey and your decisions, regardless of the opinions of others. Lastly, self-compassion enhances your ability to bounce back from setbacks and challenges. When you view difficulties with compassion, you're less likely to see them as personal failings. Instead, they become part of the growth process, and you can approach them with a sense of curiosity and learning. This resilience not only helps you move past obstacles, but also builds your inner strength, reminding you that you are capable of overcoming whatever challenges come your way. Incorporating self-compassion into your journey is a transformative practice that enriches every step of your path. It provides you with a sense of inner peace, resilience, and confidence, making it easier to face challenges, pursue your goals, and enjoy the process of growth. By treating yourself with the kindness, patience, and respect you deserve, you cultivate a supportive and nurturing environment that empowers you to become the best version of yourself. Chapter 10. Embracing your future with confidence. Embracing your future with confidence is a powerful step toward becoming the person you've always wanted to be. Confidence isn't just about believing in your abilities. It's about trusting in your resilience and knowing you can handle whatever comes your way. As you release old fears and limiting beliefs, you create space for a future filled with possibility. This chapter explores how to step into your future with the confidence and courage to chase your dreams unapologetically. One of the key aspects of embracing your future confidently is visualizing what you truly want. Clarity is the foundation of confidence. When you have a clear vision of your goals and dreams, it's easier to focus your efforts and energy. Take some time to imagine the life you want to create. Picture yourself achieving your goals, feeling fulfilled, and living in alignment with your values. This visualization can serve as a mental roadmap, guiding you toward the future you desire. It's also important to set realistic expectations for your journey. Confidence doesn't mean expecting perfection. It means understanding that there will be challenges along the way. Instead of fearing setbacks, view them as natural parts of the growth process. When you acknowledge that obstacles are a part of any journey, you build resilience, making it easier to stay confident even when things don't go exactly as planned. Self-reflection is another tool for building confidence. Look back on moments when you faced challenges and overcame them. Recognize the strength, patience, and determination you demonstrated in those situations. Reflecting on your past accomplishments, no matter how small, reminds you of your capacity to succeed. Each success you've achieved reinforces the belief that you are capable of handling whatever the future holds. Developing a growth mindset is crucial for confidently stepping into the future. A growth mindset is the belief that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through hard work and perseverance. This mindset allows you to see challenges as opportunities to learn rather than threats to your self-worth. By embracing a growth mindset, you approach each experience as a chance to grow, creating a solid foundation for confidence in yourself and your future. Surrounding yourself with supportive people can also boost your confidence. Friends, mentors, and loved ones who believe in you can provide encouragement and perspective during challenging times. Having a network of people who uplift you reinforces your belief in yourself. Confidence is contagious, and by surrounding yourself with positive influences, you reinforce your own sense of self-assurance and motivation. Taking consistent action toward your goals is another way to build confidence. Each small step you take toward your dreams serves as a reminder of your commitment and capability. These actions, no matter how minor, accumulate over time, creating a sense of momentum. As you progress, you'll feel more capable of tackling bigger challenges. Confidence grows with action, so continue moving forward, even if progress feels slow. Facing your fears is an essential part of embracing your future with confidence. Often, our fears are based on imagined scenarios that may never happen. By confronting these fears head-on, you diminish their power over you. Take small steps outside of your comfort zone, gradually building up your confidence to tackle bigger challenges. Each time you face a fear, you prove to yourself that you are stronger than you once believed. Another important practice for cultivating confidence is practicing gratitude. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life creates a mindset of abundance rather than lack. When you appreciate what you have, you feel more secure and less driven by fear or insecurity. Gratitude helps you stay grounded and optimistic, which fuels your confidence as you move forward. Embrace the present moment and acknowledge all the good that surrounds you. Learning to forgive yourself for past mistakes can also empower you to embrace your future. Holding on to guilt or regret keeps you tethered to the past and diminishes your confidence. Recognize that mistakes are part of growth and forgive yourself for any missteps. Self-forgiveness is an act of self-compassion that releases you from the weight of the past, allowing you to move forward with a sense of freedom and confidence. Embracing the unknown is another key to stepping confidently into your future. Uncertainty can feel intimidating, but it's also where growth and possibility lie. Accepting that the future is uncertain allows you to remain open to new opportunities and experiences. Instead of fearing the unknown, view it as a blank canvas upon which you can create your dreams. Confidence comes from trusting that, no matter what happens, you have the strength to navigate it. Developing resilience is essential for maintaining confidence over the long term. Life's journey will have ups and downs, but resilience allows you to bounce back from setbacks. Resilience is like a muscle that strengthens each time you face a challenge and overcome it. Embrace resilience as a core part of your journey, knowing that each experience, whether positive or negative, contributes to your growth and confidence. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small. Each achievement, whether big or small, is a testament to your dedication and hard work. Acknowledging your accomplishments helps you internalize a sense of success, reinforcing your confidence. Take time to recognize your milestones and appreciate how far you've come. These celebrations serve as reminders of your capability, fueling your confidence as you move forward. Focus on building habits that support your confidence, such as positive self-talk, self-care, and continuous learning. These habits create a strong foundation, empowering you to tackle challenges with self-assurance. Positive self-talk, in particular, shapes your mindset, making it easier to believe in yourself. Self-care ensures you have the physical and mental energy needed to pursue your dreams, while learning keeps your mind sharp and adaptable. Lastly, trust in your journey and believe that you are deserving of the future you envision. Embracing your future with confidence requires faith in your own worth and potential. Remind yourself that you are capable, resilient, and deserving of success. When you hold on to this belief, you empower yourself to create a life that reflects your values and aspirations. Confidence isn't about having all the answers. It's about trusting yourself to find them along the way. Embracing your future with confidence is a lifelong journey. By trusting in your abilities, letting go of fear, and cultivating resilience, you empower yourself to move forward with purpose and determination. Confidence is not a destination, but a practice, one that becomes stronger with each step you take. As you continue on your path, remember that you have the strength, courage, and wisdom to shape your future in alignment with your dreams. Thank you for listening to Focus on Your Future, Not Your Past. Remember, every day is a new opportunity to create the life you want. By shifting your focus from where you've been to where you're going, you're already taking powerful steps toward a brighter future. Embrace the lessons of your past, but don't let them define you. As you go forward, keep this thought in mind. The past is a place of learning, not a place of living. Focus on where you're going, not where you've been. Let this audiobook serve as a constant reminder that your potential lies in what you choose to do next. So, step forward with courage and confidence. Your future is yours to create.